Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau here, and I want to welcome you to the Kingdom Crossroads podcast today as we are going back into this fabulous interview with Malia Diana. Now, this is actually part two of our two-part interview. Malia is an international best-selling author, a certified Christian counselor, a speaker, and a relationship and dating coach. She specializes in helping you to receive that inner healing transformation that many people desperately need today with everything going on. Amen? Now, in part one, we covered a lot of information that Malia helps with. So if you missed any of the prior episode, you need to go back and catch up. Now, I'll rewind just a little bit to make the transition between the episodes a little smoother. But today, we're going to get into her new book, Vertical Relationship, Four Steps to Salvation and Getting Right with God. Hey, man. So let's start off with a question I have for Malia about her book, Vertical Relationship. Here is part two with Malia Diana. And this book that you just released, Vertical Relationship, mm-hmm. it's for both men and women, but you only personally coach women. Is that correct?
I do at this point right now. I prayed about that because my heart's for men too, and being a godly man, you know, my heart is for that. But I know that there's boundaries with that, especially as a married woman. And yeah. I even discussed this with my husband, and he wasn't too thrilled about that. And it's just the personal boundaries aspect of it that might change later on down the road, but I just wanted to keep it safe. But yeah. Yes, this book is for everyone.
Okay. Amen. And I read that when you go on walks, you actually talk out loud to Jesus in personal conversations.
Yes.
Does that ever garner some, let's just say, inquisitive looks?
I'm sure.
Tell us about that.
That's some of my best moments. Is just being on those quiet moments with him. Is just, even if it's going for a walk and listening to music and just praying him and praising him and praying and just talking to him. That's all he wants, is to know your heart. That's why he died on the cross, is so we could have a relationship with him. So when you're rooted in Christ, you don't really care what everybody else thinks, because you're supposed to be God pleasers and not people pleasers. And, you know, if somebody wants to give me a crazy look like this chick's out of her mind, you know, that's okay. I'm okay.
Yeah. You know, when I was in the military, I was a drill sergeant for the Army, and at the drill sergeant school, it's 8 weeks long, and it has to be, in order to pass it's all practical tests. It's not a, you know, written test and all that. It's going out and teaching what's in the manuals, because you got to be able to teach it and explain it to the trainees. Well, if you miss one word out of what the manual says, you failed. So it has to be word for word and in your presentation. And in order to practice that, you know, you got to go out and, you know, you're out doing what you need to be doing, walking around. And we were talking to trees and fire hydrants and walls and everything else, you know, and people drive by and think, look at them crazy drill sergeants trying to get a tree to march. So I could have, when I read that part, I said, oh, I could relate to that 100%. Because people just like looking at you as you're. Amen.
Hey, though, right?
But you got to do, you know, that's what was required at the time. That's what we did. And the funny thing is I still do it. So,
you know, yeah.
That's why I resonated with what you said on that, because, you know, I still talk to God out loud when I'm on walks. Like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And people are like, what? Amen. Now, you participated in a joint book venture with several other women, and that became an international bestseller. It's titled Overcomer, Redeemed Masterpiece, Inspires Stories of Real People with Unconquerable Will to Thrive and Be Alive. How did you become associated with that work?
Oh, that was all God-led too. I was Facebook friends with one of the co-founders. She Elite Foundation is it, and they help women with human trafficking. So all this, funny enough, I wrote an article for the Good News Christian newspaper. My first article was about human trafficking. Mm. So I thought that was a pretty divine connection. And so, yeah, I got this opportunity and, you know, it wasn't actually until 7 months later that I hear that I got into this book. You know, I was, you know, I wanted to be in this book and start, you know, okay, God, you're telling me to do this. And, you know, she's showing me where to go. And he showed me this, but again, it didn't come until 7 months later. But, that was a beautiful thing.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, what was your chapter in the book about?
Finding a godly man. It is seven keys to finally have a godly man. That is my chapter.
Amen. Amen. Now, how hard is it to keep your personal feelings in check as you're helping others work through their issues and you're pouring yourself out into ministering to them?
Everything is through everything that you went through. I see a lot of even the women I help and my clients, I see a lot of my pain that I used to be going through. I see that in them. So I go based on God's word. It's not like, oh, my experiences, because I think sometimes we could run to other people or somebody that's been through our pain and we get their information of, you know, their understanding of it. And that's nice to have that, but it all goes back to God's word. Like, what does he say about it? So I have the empathy and compassion for what they're going through because I was once there. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so dear to my heart. But I always bring it back to God's word. Well, what does God have to say about this? How are we supposed to be handling this situation? So, yeah.
Amen. Amen. And as you're helping these people, I'm guessing the Lord will show you something, you know, something that needs to be addressed in their life. Maybe something they are either not aware of, or possibly they've buried deep down inside. How do you know that this is something that the Lord wants you to bring to the surface in their life and have them confront?
Absolutely. So on these calls, even when I do, I connect with these women just on a clarity call, like a free clarity call, just because I want them to connect with me. And I hear a lot of the Holy Spirit kind of whispering, and I'll go right to that. It's the questions I ask, and there is always something that comes up. Always something that comes up, which people, and I've written articles about this, we even suppress it, ignore it, or, you know, push it aside because we don't want to deal with those root issues. And what we do is we look and we blame and we point the finger, but really we need to take accountability. But we have to understand why we're doing it. And that all goes back to, okay, let's talk about your childhood. Let's talk about your past relationships. All these things come up and they have to be exposed to the light if we want to be healed from them.
Okay. Have you ever had someone push back, like, I don't want to talk about it and things like that?
Yeah, I have. And this is not even a call. This is maybe a friend in Christ and me telling her, hey, you know, in a very loving, endearing way. And people will ignore it and suppress it. They don't want to go there. And, you know, all I could do is pray for those people because until we get to the root of cause of what is going on, we're just going to keep repeating those same mistakes. That's called insanity, right?
Yeah.
Doing the same thing and not producing anything fruitful. And we wonder why maybe we have relational issues. But yeah, there is many times where people do not want to go to their pain. And I say, you have to, you're going to have to. And some people just aren't ready and that's fine. But it's like, how much is it going to take? Like, when's enough enough? Mm. I had to come to that point.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, you know,
it's a bitter pill to swallow when you actually get to that point. It really is.
It is. It is.
But then it's like, okay, Jesus still loves me. Wow. Yeah. Even after I say, okay, Lord, you know, I did this. Now what? And yeah, you know, I'm reminded of a story. This, oh gosh, it was long, probably 25 years ago. I heard this story, and at a church back in the old days. Mm-hmm. At the end of the sermon, the pastor would walk up and then everybody greet him on the way out, you know, nice sermon and all that. And as they're leaving the sanctuary, and this little 5-year boy is up there and he's tugging on the pastor's coat. He says, "Yes, Johnny." He goes, "I just want to tell you that I talked to Jesus yesterday." He says, "Oh, that's good. Good job." You know, and then next Sunday, same thing. "Yes, Johnny. I just want to let you know that I talked to Jesus yesterday." And so that's good. That's good. And this went on for a couple weeks. Finally, the pastor's, you know, he said, "Okay, Johnny, you know, that's okay. Everybody talks to him." "No, but I mean, I actually talk to him. I see him all the time." And he says, mm-hmm. "Okay, if that's the case, you know, tell you what, next time you see and talk to Jesus, I did something really, really bad when I was little. Ask him what it was." And then next Sunday he comes up and he tugs on his coat again. He says, "I seen Jesus." He says, "Well, did you ask him what I told you?" He goes, "Yep." "And oh, really? Okay. Well, what did Jesus say?" "He mm-hmm. said for me to tell you that he forgot."
Exactly. It's that conviction, condemnation. You know, what's the difference? Is it, you know, that's one thing I got stuck. The enemy, you know, had me stuck in that conviction. Yeah. You know, it's like, ugh. You'll keep battering yourself with it, but you have to, again, know who you are in Christ, know that he loves you and he forgives you and your sins are forgiven.
Amen. 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 So have you received any testimonials about how you've helped it, impacted and helped others through your ministry?
I have a lot of the testimonials are on my website. I'm updating that a little bit. I have to add some stuff, so that is being updated, but some of those testimonials are on there.
Amen. Amen. And do you only help single women or married women or both?
Both. Actually, but it's funny you ask, because when I first started this venture, I was working with a coach and I was told I could only pick one. And I was like, "Oh, but I feel led to help all women, all Christian women." And so, you know, I obeyed and we started working in it. And I had to step back from that for a while and really pray, "Okay, Lord, I know there's more. I know there's more." And so I stepped back for a couple weeks and really prayed about it. And I heard from him very clearly, "Yes, you're to help the married women break their burdens also." So I had to bring that to her attention. So I was like, "Okay, listen, you know, I can't stuff God in a box. I have to listen to what he's saying, because sometimes, you know, we could get kind of have that black and white picture of him. And it's not always like that."
Yeah.
So yeah, I actually started off with just the singles, but then he was telling me, "No, help the married, help all of them." I was like, "Okay."
Amen. Now, do you only deal with the Christian women, or can anyone come to you for help?
Well, I say this, you know, and this is up to the Lord, but I have to work with somebody that gave their life to Christ, because I don't take the credit for the change. And that was a big, big deal for me, is I don't get the credit as the healer. He's our healer. He's the one that changes us. So you can't come to me thinking that I'm going to be your healer. I'm just his extension that he uses, you know, through me. But this is why a personal relationship is a must, because they need to invite him in their life for them to be changed. And I cannot take the credit for that. That is all him.
Yeah. Amen. Do you see the problems that you're helping them work through? Are they different or similar between single women and married women?
They're all different. You know, everybody's journey is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And that's why I work one-on-one, and it's a transformational process, because every woman's different. There are so many different issues and mindset issues and trauma, and just, they're all different. They're all different in their unique way. And that's why I like to do one-on-one. Yeah. Because it's not just, "Oh, do this, you know, and you're going to be fine." No, I have to be on a call with you. We have to connect. And it has to work like that.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, you also earlier mentioned that your book, Vertical Relationships, they can be used by men also. How so?
Absolutely. You know, I wanted to open this platform up for this message in this book is for men and women. It's for anybody. It doesn't even, if you're not even Christian, or if you're Christian, maybe you fell off the beaten path, or you're not walking fully with him. I wanted this to, really, God wanted it to be open for everybody. So the chapters in there, and I don't know if you've got a chance to go through all the chapters yet, but it's for everybody. They're for everybody.
Amen. Amen. Give us some examples.
All right. Well, there is, you know, the enemy's tactics. There is customs of the world. I talk about idolatry and distractions, you know, putting on that God's armor and what defines you, understanding your triggers, your emotional wounds, generational curses, even just trials and tribulations also, which is huge. That's for everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Amen. Amen. And by the time they reach the end of your book, what is it that you wanted them to achieve?
That we need to walk fully with God. What's called, my last chapter is walking the walk. It's walking with him wholeheartedly, and you know that there is no shortcuts, that you have to want the prize, that, you know, following Jesus completely, you're going to see the fruits of your labor. You're going to see the fruits of following him completely.
Amen. Amen. What held you back? You know, you said this book was many years in the making. What held you back? What kind of obstacles personally did you have to fight through in order to fulfill this mission? Because, you know, the devil doesn't just like, oh, okay, go ahead and write a book that's going to help people. He's going to fight you on that. What would you have to fight through?
Yes. So much. Just during the COVID, just during the 9 months, 10 months of just this particular moment, I could tell you that I have fought through somebody hacking into my account, stealing $500. I had to bring my son to the hospital. We thought that, you know, something was going on with him. That was crazy. Then my dad all of a sudden was in the hospital, almost died. So, you know, not to mention the little things of your home, like your refrigerator breaking and, you know, this breaking and something not working out. So the devil will do whatever he can to distract you, to get your mind somewhere else. And he'll do it however that is, if it's your finances, if it's your, you know, family, he'll use your family to distract you. And he did. And I just kept holding on to those words, Bob, of write a book, because he kept showing me to do it. And I held on to those words because that's what he commanded me to do.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's, yeah, like I said, I know, you know, when we started this ministry, I mean, everybody goes through the same, I won't say the same experiences, but the same battles, where you try and take one step for the Lord and the devil's trying to push you two steps backwards at the same time. And it's just that you got to persevere and push through. And matter of fact, by writing this book, how has this helped your faith to grow?
What I love is people will actually PM me and tell me how amazing the book is. And that right there, and I always tell God, like, God is just showing me, like, see, it's helping people. It's helping people. Like, your story is helping people. That right there, to me, and again, I don't get the glory for it, but all my hard work, like all my tears, my brokenness went into this book. And I want to help, truly help people, you know, overcome these things. And so when I hear those words, when I hear that, I just, you know, I know God's up there smiling and he's like, see, Malia, like, you know, even if it's not, you know, crazy amounts of people, like just one person, that makes my day.
Yeah.
You know, that I push through that for, you know, if it's one lost soul I helped, like, amen.
Yeah. Amen. You know, you never can tell when that one person that you help will impact millions more. I'm reminded of another story back in the early 1900s, back, you know, before the automobile, when, you know, travel was by horseback and horse-drawn wagon. And this evangelist would travel the Midwest and just go to the edge of town, set up his tent, hold a week-long revival every night, and pack up and move on to the next town, do the same thing over and over again. He kept a journal of everyone who got born again and his services and stuff. And this one little Midwestern town, he set it up, preached his heart out 7 nights. Nobody in town came forward. Nobody. And then the last night, the last invitation, it said this little 7-year-old boy walked up and gave his heart to the Lord. And he was in his journal, you know, and then he packed up and went on. But in his journal, he had wrote, you know, how spiritually oppressive that town was. And you know, he had preached his heart out. And the only person who got saved was a little 7-year-old boy named Billy Sunday, you know. And Billy Sunday ended up as a major, major influence in the Second Great Awakening, basically in America. And I think it's the Moody Institute and all that. I mean, it's just, he just, you know, you can never do it. One, you know, in the natural, it looked like, man, what a waste of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
1 7-year-old boy is all I got to say, but that 1 7-year-old boy went on to impact millions of people with the gospel.
So. I love that. Yeah. I mentioned that too in my book, and it's just, I say this is sometimes you'll be the only Bible somebody will see that, you know, you don't know what they're going to do with that. And so you just keep saying it anyway. You keep, you know, we're not supposed to be people pleasers. We're supposed to be God pleasers.
Amen. Amen. Where can someone get a copy of your book, Vertical Relationships? It's on Amazon?
Absolutely. It's on Amazon. It will be available soon on my book. I'm going to start doing some signed copies. But until then, yeah, just on Amazon.
Amen. Amen. I viewed the trailer you have on YouTube. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, that's a great trailer, folks. You need to go to our website and check it out. And I'll put links to both the books and the trailer down in the show notes below. Amen.
Yes.
So,
amen.
So, Malia, this was so informational. I could talk to you for hours about this, but unfortunately, we're about out of time. If someone wanted to get in touch with you to ask a question or maybe do an interview like this, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Yes. So go ahead and on my website, there is a booking and they could absolutely book on that. Or there's a contact page if somebody wants to get in contact with me.
Okay. All right. And folks, this book, it is so impactful. You just have to get a copy. And if you're a woman listening to us right now, you need to get a copy of Malia Diana's book, Vertical Relationships, 4 Steps to Salvation and Getting Right with God. And even if you don't feel you need it right now, you do. Amen. Even if you feel everything in life is great right now, there will come a time when you're going to begin to wonder. And you will need this information. You also probably know of at least one other woman, probably 2 or 3, that could use this information that Malia Diana's put together in the book as well. Matter of fact, you could probably get together with your friends and have a book study just on her book. So go down to the show notes, order a couple copies, be a blessing, you know, one for you, one or two for 2 or 3 other people that you want to bless as well. Be a blessing, and God can bless you in return. Amen. And get in touch with Malia. Use the links down below and reach out. You never know what could be until you make the first contact. God has preordained from the foundation of the world that you are listening to this program right now. And there is a reason you've listened this far into the program right now. And this is the reason why. So reach out to Malia today. See what could be. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Amen. And if you're a man listening to this today, as you heard us talk about, this book is for men also. If you want to be blessed, or maybe you just want to bless your wife or your girlfriend, go down to the show notes, order her a copy of this book today as well. Glory to God. And be sure to view the trailer. I'm telling you, it is good. It really is. Malia, thank you for taking the time to join us today. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, everyone. And just stay blessed and just know that God loves you.
Amen. Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Malia, Diana, and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.